turn to a couple of different tunes. Here she is on piano and vocals, and we'll open up with I'm Glad I Did What I Did. Marcia Ball.
Too much for me. I tried so hard, but I never.
Something new from Marcia Ball. Her CD is called Shine Bright, and she was on piano and vocals, and we just heard a tune titled Too Much for Me. Prior to that, I'm Glad I Did What I Did. Marcia Ball performed a free concert in downtown Midland last August or September. She had a nice crowd. What a great opportunity to catch her piano and vocals, and she always has a tight band. So it was great to catch up with her, and Peggy and I got a chance to say hello to her. One of these days, I'm going to tape an interview with Marcia Ball. She's got some stories to tell. It's now 12 minutes past 10 o'clock, and if you want to support the blues and soul music I spin for you on Sunday nights, the number to call is 1-800-999-5656 or pledge online at wcmu.org.
Hey, hey, Robert. This is Skylight Steve streaming the Juke Joint from San Jose, listening to the Duke of Juke, Robert Barkley, on CMU Public Radio. Hey, Robert, spin me something by the Texas Twister, Johnny Clyde Copeland. By my baby's mama's house.
If she see me coming, I know she will jump and shout. I'm a night jump on believer. I believe in what I do. Well, don't say you don't believe me. I don't wanna put my thing on you. Gonna turn out right. Was a night jump on believer, y'all. It's really out of sight. I'm a night jump on believer. I believe in what I do. Well, don't say you don't believe me. I don't wanna put my thing on you.
By request of Skylight Steve, he said, listening from San Jose online, and he said, play me something by the Texas Twister, Johnny Clyde Copeland. Well, I played a couple of tunes from the early 1980s, recorded for Rounder Records. Joe Rigby on some fine alto sax on that alto sax solo. Johnny Clyde, of course, on guitar and vocals, the Houston homeboy. And Skylight Steve and I had two opportunities to hang with Johnny Clyde when he appeared at Rubbles in downtown Mount Pleasant in the early 1990s, and I invited Johnny Clyde to come to my photo studio, and we did a photo session, which was great fun, great, great fun. And I was happy to play those two tunes for Skylight. Everybody Wants a Piece of Me, and we concluded with Natural Born Believer. He is the father of the great singer Shamika Copeland. This is listener-supported WCMU, a service of Central Michigan University. Support for WCMU comes from the Dow Chemical Employees Credit Union, a financial cooperative owned by its members and dedicated to helping them meet their financial goals with banking solutions that include fixed and adjustable rate mortgages. DCECU.org, making membership count. Equal Housing Opportunity Lender. I'll bring David Nicholas on in a few minutes. Let's return for two more tunes from Hank Mowry, a blues harp player, singer, and songwriter from Grand Rapids. He'll be appearing in downtown St. Louis, Michigan at the Gem Theater next Saturday night. Doors open at 6:30. The music begins at 7. Here are a couple of tunes from Hank's CD, Excuses Plenty. And let's open up with One and Only.
We sit in silence counting minutes, just wondering what and how to say. Days turn to weeks and into lifetimes, unless a love can find its way. So often dreams are just too blinding. Young love we thought was here to
my style. I try to keep life on the rails for just a while. Mother knew just how to keep me whole. Just a little bit of rhythm and a whole lot of soul, yeah. Could go wrong. Starting out with futures bright and love is strong. Life's in the way, so problems loom. The only option seems to be to make some room. The simple things can keep them whole. Just a little bit of rhythm and a whole lot of soul, yeah.
On vocals and harp, that was Grand Rapids-based Hank Mowry from his CD Excuses Plenty, and we just heard a tune titled A Little Bit of Rhythm and a Whole Lot of Soul. And in front of that, we heard him on One and Only. Yeah, I've got some great music coming up for the last 27 minutes of the show. Shall we get back to some music?
Can do, can do.
The phone numbers work. Oh, by the way, speaking of the phone number, Dan tried using the 800 number from his home in Hawaii.
Yeah.
He's listening online, but he tried calling the phone number. The 800 number apparently doesn't work.
Huh.
In Hawaii. So he tried that. But I should suggest.
Actually, it might be, strange as this may sound, it might only work for the 48 contiguous states.
Could be. But Dan,
I think that might be the case.
I appreciate your willingness to contribute. He has contributed for years. The best thing to do would be to go to WCMU.
Yeah, you can do that.
WCMU.org and pledge there. Thank you so much.
And enjoy your Sunday afternoon in Hawaii.
All right. Let's get back to some music now. Here is a wonderful singer from Jackson, Tennessee. I just love Big Maybelle. Big Maybelle Smith was her name. And we're going to go back to 1956. She recorded this for Savoy with Mickey Baker on guitar. Big Maybelle singing That's a Pretty Good Love.
That's a pretty good love. Baby, my love will last.
How long?
Long as life.
the party.
You swear?
I swear to you on the Bible.
When?
In the old time you say that's a pretty good one. Baby, please come on home.
Why?
Wanna put my arms around you.
Oh, yeah?
Squeeze you to your old black hole crib.
That's bad.
That's the way I feel about you. That's a pretty good love. Look at and I won't win a prize. When it comes to love, and I'll open your eyes. Baby, I love you so.
Sure enough.
You got me begging, pleading.
That right.
Your love is all I'm needing.
Say more.
There's nothing I wouldn't do. That's a pretty good love. That's a pretty good love. Ooh, Lolly, won't you tell me who said that I have been untrue? Won't you tell me who? True. I love you, yes I do. Who could have told you that I've been running around? Who could have sold you on a lie that's spreading around this town? Please, do not say we're through, or cause my heart that would break in two. Won't you tell me who?
From 1956, with Ernie Wilkins on the tenor sax, that was Big Maybell singing a tune titled Tell Me Who, and we opened up with That's a Pretty Good Love. It's just about 10:40 here at the Juke Joint, and this is a blues show. Gotta play something by the King of the Blues. We lost him several years ago, and I remember him well. I first saw him when he opened the show for the Rolling Stones back in 1969. I was 19 years old. I had never seen a blues band. I'd seen a blues rock band. I'd seen Cream. I'd seen Jimi Hendrix. And they were both influenced by the blues. But B.B. King was the first blues artist I ever saw. I was 19 years old. in Southern California, and he opened for the Stones. Then Ike and Tina Turner and the Ikettes came out, and then the Stones. What a great night that was. Well, B.B. King, if you do any reading about him, he loved Louis Jordan, the great jump and R&B singer and alto saxophonist. And here is B.B. King from his tribute to Louis Jordan from 1999. The CD is called Let the Good Times Roll. And let's listen to a couple of Louis Jordan tunes interpreted by B.B. King. And we'll open up with Jack, You're Dead.
Than a great big hunk of lead. If you don't respond to romance, Jack, you did. When a chick is smiling at you, even though it's nothing said, if you stand there like a statue, Jack, you did. You've been always kicking, but you stubbed your toe when you upped and kicked the bucket, just like old man Moe's. When you get no kicks from loving, and you blow your top instead, it's a fact you ain't living, Jack, you did. Since you're gone and lost your head, rigor mortis has set in, daddy, Jack, you did. What's the use of having muscles when your life hangs by a thread? If you ain't got no red corpuscles, Jack, you did. You've been always kicking, but you stub your toes when you up and kicks the bucket, just like old man Moe's. When you get no kicks from loving, and the news begins to spread, all the cats will holler, murder! Jack, you did. All the breath is leaked out of you. When your friends gather around the bed and look at you and say, don't it look natural? When that happens to your daddy, Jack, you did. If you ever been down to New Orleans, then you can understand just what I mean. All through the week it's quiet as a mouse, but on a Saturday night they go from house to house. You don't have to pay the usual admission if you're a cook, waiter, or a good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stop in at the Saturday night fish fry. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffle and shuffle until the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffle and shuffle until the break of dawn. Now my buddy and me was on the main stem, fooling around, just me and him. We decided we could use a little something to eat, so we went to a house on Rampart Street. We knocked on the door and it opened with ease, and a lushless miss said, come in please. Before we could even bat an eye, we was right in the middle of a big fish fly. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. Now the folks was having the time of their life, and Sam was jiving Jimmy's wife. Over in the corner was a beat-up brand being played by a big fat piano man. Some of the chicks wore expensive frocks, some of them had on Bobby socks, but everybody was nice and high at this particular Saturday night fish fry. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You
You never see such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. Now the women were screaming and jumping and yelling. The ballers was flying and the fish was smelling. Way up above all the noise we made, somebody hollered, "You better get out of here, this is a raid." I didn't know we was breaking the law till somebody reached over and hit me on the jaw. They had us blocked off from the front to the back. They was putting them in the wagon like potatoes in a sack. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rockin', it was rockin'. You never seen such scufflin' and shufflin' till the break of dawn. I knew I could get away if I had a chance, but I was shaking like a hat, the St. Vitus dance. So I tried to crawl under a bathtub when the policeman said, "Where you going now, bub?" Now they got us all out like a house of fire, put us all in that black morale. Now they might have missed a pitiful few, but they got poor me and my buddy too. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. Well, we headed for jail in a day's condition. They booked each one of us on suspicion. Now my chick came down and paid my bail and finally got me out of that rotten jail. Now if you ever want to get a fist in your eye, just mention a Saturday night fish fry. Don't care how many fish in the sea, but don't ever mention a fish to me. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, you never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Give me one of them fish sandwiches.
Get out of there, boy.
That's B.B. King doing the salute to one of his favorites, Louis Jordan. B.B. King interpreting Louis Jordan's recordings, and that was one of the all-time great tunes by Louis Jordan, the Saturday Night Fish Fry, and we opened up with a tune titled Jack, You're Dead. Let's turn to some music to pledge by. Here's Muddy Waters.
I want to tell about my baby, of her with pride. She goes out the way just to make me satisfied. She's my baby. She's my baby. What a treat. Well, I can't call her sugar. Sugar never was so sweet. Spice down up from my head. She's my baby. She's my baby. What a treat. Well, I can't call her sugar. Sugar never was. Sugar,
sugar never was sweet.
I can't call her sugar because sugar never was so sweet. That was either Little Walter or Big Walter. Nobody knows for sure. I'm blowing the harp on that. Very fine tune from Muddy Waters, 1955. Sugar Sweet.
Baby, don't go yet. It's only a quarter to 12.
A tune titled Quarter to 12. Really, it's 11 o'clock, and that means it's time for Destination Out with Mike Johnston. Well, Mike's standing by here. It's his airtime, so let's close out, and I'll see you on the flip side. This is Robert Barclay, and I'll see you on the flip side.